Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome to the podcast edition of the Thrive Time Show, the special exclusive podcast edition of the Thrive Time Show, where we had an opportunity to sit down with Michael Levine, the PR consultant for countless Grammy Award winners. I suppose you could count them. Oscar Award winners. I suppose you could count them. Academy Award winners. Specifically, though, we're talking about Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. Prince, the Man in Purple. Pizza Hut. Nike. He's worked with the best of the best, and yet he said yes to an exclusive interview, and we are super honored to have him on there. And he's explaining to us specifically the mindset of super successful people. Getting into, he's been around Michael Jackson. He's been in the same room with Michael Jackson on an ongoing basis.
Had conversations with three presidents.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. I mean, he's worked with President Clinton. He's worked with President Bush. I mean,
right.
So he's been in the room with the most successful people. He's spent time with Nancy Kerrigan, with Cameron Diaz. I mean, the list goes on. So what is their mindset, and how is it different from the mindset of the average person? Chip, I am super excited to play this audio with the Thrive Nation, because I think it could be a match that could set somebody on fire.
Clay, I think you know that I am contractually, legally, not to mention morally and ethically bound against talking about my relationships with my clients, my conversations with three presidents of the United States. You know, I've given non-paid media counsel to three U.S. presidents, both political parties.
But what I can tell you is about this burning maniacal rage. Let's talk about it in me. Let's talk about it. All super successful people. Maybe your audience didn't hear what I just said. All. Not most.
Yeah.
Not many. Not some. Maybe you didn't hear me. All super successful people have a burning maniacal rage as if their life depended on it, which I refer to as obsession. The point is a willingness to do the unreasonable. So we look in our pockets today. Let's look in mine. So we look in mine. An iPhone!
Boom.
Oh my God, I have an iPhone. You're not gonna believe it. Who made that iPhone? Mr. Jobs. Reasonable or unreasonable?
Unreasonable.
Right. Oh. You didn't know Mr. Jobs. I didn't know Mr. Jobs. I wonder. He worked 40 hours a week.
I think that was like half of his week.
Maybe.
Maybe that was the first half of his week. Maybe, Thursday.
Maybe.
Now, this next principle,
sure,
is self-discipline.
Yes, sir.
Michael, I've traveled around the world and interviewed a lot of successful people, and
yes,
you've done
have.
This to kind of magnified by 20. I mean, you've met some of the top, most successful people. You've worked with them. And one of the people that you seem to be most impressed with, or that you really admire, is the legendary music artist Bob Dylan. And he has this quote, he says, which just blows my mind. He says, a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with freedom. Do most of the, or do all of the ultra successful, the super successful people that you've worked with accept responsibility for their own success? Or do they kind of wait for others to come and help them? Or do they kind of work as a team and they hope that other people help them? Or what is kind of their mentality about accepting responsibility for their own success?
I think that your wording is perhaps a bit narrow.
Okay.
Right? But is a general theme, Michael, you've worked along the 58 Academy Award winners, 34 Grammy Award winners, 43 New York Times bestsellers, given advice to three U.S. presidents. You've written 19 books, 5 bestsellers. Did they have a self-reliance?
Indeed.
So you then say, Michael, do you have to be nuts? Well, in conventional terms, yes.
Yeah.
The super successful, so you might say, Michael, did the super successful people act in a way that was unreasonable? Yes. Okay. Yes.